Today is Friday, May 9th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Knockout Rose Day. That's a type of rose, knockout roses. National Homefront Heroes Day. National Sleepover Day. National Alphabet Magnet Day. And finally, National Butterscotch Brownie Day, because who doesn't want a butterscotch brownie? Oh, there is one more finally. Finally, it's Moscato Day. I do love a Moscato. I'm all about sweet drinks. I really enjoy sweet drinks, and Moscato is one of those alcoholic sweet beverages that I can drink, and it actually tastes good. So, good for me. All right, well, I do have a couple of voicemails. Daniel confirmed with me that he did not play them. So let's go ahead and try to listen to a couple of voicemails.
Daniel?
Up? No. Nope.
Daniel?
Nope.
It's Tuesday night. I just listened to your episode. It was excellent. Anyways, before I go any further, Adam, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam, for all the good shows in the past, but I love Daniel more.
Oh, good.
Okay, with that said, Daniel, I'm so glad I got to hear you this week.
You know what? I'm going to play that one on the mix because, maybe that's the one he played. Let's play this one.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, there
Hope
we go.
You're well. This is Dennis from Falls Church.
Hi, Dennis.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you had a great time in Vegas. I don't know if you were there on business or pleasure, but...
Pleasure.
Whether it was business or pleasure, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What cash goes to Vegas stays in Vegas. Anyways, missed you last week. Truly, Adam, I did miss you last week.
I just played
Daniel
a message.
Daniel might bust your chops, and we all
I just played a message where you said Daniel is your favorite, or you like Daniel better. So I don't know, but there is no competition. Daniel and I are two separate people. I'm not jealous. Daniel is not jealous of me. We do things differently, but I enjoy him doing the show. It gives me something to listen to as well. Because I often run out of shows to listen to, and I enjoy listening to Daniel natter on about things. Anyway, let's keep going.
Bust your chops, but you were truly missed last week. Daniel did a good job. Not a great job, but a good job.
Oh, now we're busting Daniel's chops.
Anyway, I might have said something different on Mix Minus just to make Daniel feel good.
Oh, good, good.
Anyways, Adam, welcome back. This is Dennis from Falls Church, and look forward to hearing your adventures. I also, too, would like to know how you and Daniel became good friends. So, just curiosity. All right. Welcome back, Adam.
Thank you. You guys can call as well, 479-221-9393. And talk to me and tell me how Daniel's your favorite also, or tell Daniel that I'm your favorite or whatever you want to do. So I'm going to go ahead and delete those two so I don't forget that I've played them. We do have a couple more, but we're going to save those because we're going to finish up Vegas, because I'm not going to drag this out for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's just not going to happen. So I played blackjack twice. And I'm not a big gambler. Here's the thing about I don't wish that I could enjoy gambling more, because if I enjoyed gambling more, then I would spend money on gambling, which is not something that I want to do. Because to me, gambling is like I do gamble occasionally if I go to Vegas or something like that. I just take an amount of money that I'm okay losing and I will gamble a little bit just to say that I've done it, pretty much. And so anyway, I play blackjack because I understand the rules of the game. The odds are the best in blackjack for you as the gamblee or gambler. And so, and it's just, I can, they have those robotic machines now, so I don't have to talk to a person because that's very important. So I went up to one of these gambling machines, one of these blackjack machines, and I put in $100 because, I don't know, I just felt like that was a good amount. I could make some money, you know, because if you don't gamble too much, you're also not going to make very much money. And so I thought, well, $100 is a good amount. So I put it in. I don't know, within like 10 minutes, I had lost the $100. And so I was like, okay, I'm done. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing anymore. So I left and I went back to the room and I watched NCIS and whatever else I was doing in the room. And so that was my first gambling experience. And then the last night that I was there, I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to take one more $100. And I'm going to try to make back the $100 that I lost. And if I don't, if I lose it, fine. I'm okay losing one more $100. It's the last night, yada, yada. So that's what I'm going to do. So I did my normal, which actually ChatGPT told me that my normal strategy is not actually a very good strategy. So maybe I should rethink it. Maybe I should talk to ChatGPT about giving me some blackjack lessons. That would be interesting. Say, hey, play blackjack with me. I wonder if it could do that. So anyway, because it would have to keep up with 52 cards or how many ever cards and randomly assign me cards and it card. I don't know if it could do that. That's kind of complicated. Maybe it could. Maybe I'll try that at some point. But maybe ChatGPT could give me lessons regardless. But it told me that it was a bad strategy. But I tried my strategy. So I started with, I don't know, a $25 bid, something like that. And then, or no, even lower, like a $5 bid. And then if I lost, I double my bid. If I win, I go back to the bottom amount the next time. And so I did that, and I don't remember how many times I did it, but I played for 15, 20, 30 minutes. I don't know how long it was, but I made back my $100 plus $15. So I left with $215. I started with $200. So I made back my money. It's not a big win, but I didn't lose anything. So there you go. Other than that, like I told you guys, I did Fire Valley. It's a state park, Valley of Fire State Park. And you know, it was okay, but I feel like the various rock formations and things of that nature, once you've seen them, you've seen them. And so there's not really new. They look similar to each other. They're very beautiful. I love taking pictures of them and just driving through and seeing them, but it wasn't anything that I hadn't seen in the time that Mark and I went to Utah before and drove around all the national parks. But I did that. Like I said, there were little deer. I don't know if they were antelopes or deer or mountain goats. I couldn't really tell exactly what they were, but they were small little deer, goaty looking things. And they were so friendly. I mean, I didn't feed any or anything like that. I didn't have deer food with me. But they would just stand there and look at you. I didn't pet any. I feel like that's probably something you don't want to try to do. They might attack you. They might bite you. They may have parasites or different ticks or something on them that you don't want to get on yourself. So I didn't pet any. But I took a few pictures of them. They looked friendly. And they were not afraid of the humans at all. And that was on Wednesday. So I did that Wednesday morning, drove about 45 minutes, puttered around, took some pictures of some deer, goat, whatever they were. And then went back to the hotel, had lunch, and just kind of relaxed and watched a little bit of more NCIS and whatever I was watching. I finished all of NCIS Sydney and NCIS and NCIS Origins while I was on this trip. So it was a lot of stuff to finish, but I finished all of that. And then we had the live TMS, live morning stream. And went to it was at the bar there in the hotel, the casino, and went there, sat down with some folks, introduced myself to three or four guys. One of them was Chris, who's in Missouri, had a lovely talk. And then watched the show. It was very similar to a Pride 48 thing. They do need someone running the audio for them. They need to get a little bit more organized, but you know, it was a fun event. I turned around and came back on Thursday. Nothing really to report on Thursday, just kind of traveling. But it was fun. It was fun. I think next time I do something like that, I would take someone with me. But other than that, I had a good time. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.